whole question of history versus propaganda is a really interesting one, especially because for journalists, we're often told that what we're writing about is history in a hurry. And sometimes you're working so fast, you're running around, you're just grasping to get a story in on time, and you forget completely that you're doing anything about history. Whenever I read academic articles, when I read books written by scholars, inevitably, most of the citations are newspaper reports, they're magazine, and you realize that as a journalist, you're not just writing for that day, you're writing for the future. And it's not something that you remember when you're doing it because you think, my editor is yelling at me, I've got to get my story in. The pressures of the deadline just make news gathering so difficult. Sometimes you cannot get sources to call you back, or you're on a scene and you see one thing and someone may see another. And this is one of the joys and benefits of being a journalist, because we actually go right to the source. You are out on the street. You're out in the countryside. You're actually following what people are doing. You don't read about it. You don't hear secondhand. You go right to the source, to people who are in the thick of history. They're in the thick of current events at that moment. And that is why you are telling the original story sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. There have been moments when I've been covering events when I've recognized that I am standing almost as a spectator in front of history. History is just unfolding. When events go so quickly, you just stand by and as a spectator hope that you can get a few incidents and put it on paper.